Hello, let's do it again. Let's practice our American English reading and speaking skills together. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we will practice with two stories. First, we will travel to Africa to hear how some large animals are causing problems. People want to protect the animals, but a solution to their problems must be found. Then, there may be dangers in your home that you are not even aware of. Cooking and heating are involved. But you'll have to stay with us for 10 minutes to find out the rest. Let's get started with part one. Some of the world's biggest animals are causing harm to villagers in the far north of Cameroon. Villagers say hundreds of elephants and hippopotamuses have caused major damage to farms and destroyed their villages. They say all this took place during the past 3 months. Cameroon's government says the elephants and hippopotamuses have killed several people. But officials and wildlife organizations warn against killing the animals. Both are protected species. Jerry Watson takes the story from there.
Ludu Amadu of Bugai Village says he has lost all of his crops to the animals. He says the elephants and hippos have destroyed all his sorghum and onions and continue to attack people in their villages. And he says the elephants are destroying property in at least 5 villages in his area every day. The animals are leaving the overcrowded 4,000 hectares of Kalfu Wildlife Park for areas with more food. And Quenty Simon Doe is the most senior administrative official in the area. He says increased human population is responsible for changing parts of the park to farms and villages. That means reduced natural resources. Mr. Doe says the elephants and hippos from Gear Lake near the park have already killed several people. He says wildlife officials have killed 3 hippos that carried out raids. He says he called on villagers not to kill the animals. He notes that they will enjoy huge social and economic benefits if they help protect the enormous animals. Alexandre Brochet is with the World Wildlife Fund for Nature. He says the elephant population in the rainforest has decreased by 60% in the past 10 years. He says people must understand that if they do not stop killing the elephants, there might not be wildlife in the forest in 10 or 20 years.
Cameroon and the wider Congo Basin, it's one of the world's natural treasures. It's the second largest rainforest in the world. And we are losing our big mammals, our great emblematic mammals like the elephants.
Soné Koké is with Trade Response Assessment and Priority Setting, a non-governmental organization. He rejects claims that international organizations prefer protecting animals to attending to the needs of people.
Well, you know, there's always this misconception that structures, organizations, or even some government agencies are more interested in animals than people. Of course not. We are talking of global resources. Maybe in the next 20 years, we will not have elephants in Cameroon. So how are we going to act on that? Maybe in the next 10 years, we'll not have lions in Cameroon. Black rhinoceros are virtually extinct in Cameroon. So that's what we are talking about. So if nothing is being done, we are going to lose all those resources.
Wildlife groups have been urging Cameroon to declare a policy of absolutely no killing of animals to prevent their possible disappearance from Earth. I'm Jerry Watson.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Did you know that smoky cook stoves are a leading cause of indoor air pollution, poor air quality inside buildings? Indoor air pollution kills more than 4 million people each year. The problem is bigger than malaria, tuberculosis, or HIV, the virus that causes the disease AIDS. Recently, people concerned about the issue met for 2 days of discussions in New York City. Their hope was to persuade private industry to build and sell better stoves. Christopher Cruz tells us more.
Traditional open-fire cooking affects the health of both human beings and the world's environment. Collecting wood for cooking fires is one of the main causes of deforestation. And the gases and soot that come from the fires pollute the air. They also are partly responsible for rising temperatures. At the meeting, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton noted that almost 3 billion people use traditional stoves for heating and cooking. Because of their widespread use, she said, indoor air pollution is an international problem.
But it also, if approached correctly, could be an economic opportunity. And that is the idea behind the alliance.
The Global Alliance for Clean Cookstoves supports companies that make and sell affordable, efficient, and less polluting cookers. The alliance also supports research into developing better stoves. Ms. Clinton helped launch the group in 2010. At the meeting, the United States promised $200 million in financial support and research money. But organizers wanted to raise $500 million. Radha Muthaya is the executive director of the alliance. She says 4 years after the group was launched, 20 million more households are using clean cookstoves.
We've proven that this market-based approach works. 20 million stoves later, we know that this is a recipe that can be scaled up.
Jim Jetter works as a researcher for the United States Environmental Protection Agency. He says it is not easy to build a low-cost device that people will use.
It's a big technical challenge to make a cook stove that has low emissions of air pollutants, that is fuel efficient, and that is low cost so that people can afford it. And most importantly, that it meets the user needs. If it doesn't meet the user's needs and people don't use the stoves, and then there are no benefits.
In 2012, improved stoves were tested at 15,000 homes in Orissa, India. Laboratory tests showed that the stoves lowered indoor air pollution. Harvard University economist Rima Hanna helped to write a report on the study.
They slowly fell into disrepair, and households continued to use the traditional cooking stoves as well.
The study found that homes with the new stoves were no healthier than those with traditional ones, and they did not use less fuel. Radha Muthaya says members of the alliance know that it is not easy to solve the cook stove problem. She says the group is studying how people use them.
There have been a lot of failures. Success takes a little bit longer, you know, to show, but we're seeing that, and so that definitely inspires me.
The alliance says it wants 100 million more homes to have clean cookstoves by 2020. The group believes it will reach that goal early. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.